Hello, and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Mindy Goodmanson, and I am an institutional portfolio manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income team. The big news this past week was the release of July's inflation data, showing a dip in headline inflation to 2.7% annualized, suggesting that headline PCE, while still above target, is now within the Fed's acceptable definition of price stability. Core price inflation, or CPI, accelerated to 3.1% year over year, however, serving as a reminder that the Fed cannot afford to be too complacent in terms of upside inflation risks as we continue to wait and see the extent to which President Trump's tariffs are passed on to consumers. This relatively benign inflation data, coupled with the previous week's weaker than expected jobs reports, has given the Fed reason to turn its focus more intently now to the employment side of their dual mandate. The market now seems all but certain that the Fed will cut interest rates in September by at least 25 basis points, with similar cuts to follow in the next couple of quarters. Market participants will be looking for confirmation of this more aggressive stance on interest rates from Chairman Powell later this week at the Jackson Hole Economic Policy Symposium. Powell's language is likely to be highly scrutinized as investors are eager for details surrounding a timeline for policy easing. It's worth noting, however, that we will get one more inflation reading and another round of jobs data prior to the September meeting, and any surprises, either downside or rebound, could swing markets and policy narratives sharply. The U.S. yield curve has continued to steepen, with longer-end yields on the rise and short-end yields staying steady. We expect this steepening to continue, although front-end rates are likely to come down if or when the Fed resumes its rate-cutting cycle. The spread today between 2-year and 30-year treasuries is about 110 basis points, and we think that spread could widen to 150 basis points or even more by year-end. Recession risk has subsided somewhat, which has helped to support risk assets, which have also been bolstered by strong projected corporate earnings. Financial markets appear to be leaning towards optimism for the time being, and economic data flow is slow this week, with initial jobless claims and service sector activity as the top highlights. With that in mind, the focal point for markets this week is likely to be Powell's highly anticipated comments in Jackson Hole. That is, of course, barring any unexpected headlines that may arise, and it seems we should all be prepared to expect the unexpected these days. Thank you so much for joining me, and I hope you have a great week.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.